We've talked all about Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. They were, of course, the two biggest rival candidates in Michigan and Arizona last night. But remember that one guy from South Carolina?
If you really want to stick it to the bums in D.C., Newt's the guy. He ain't afraid to throw some elbows and tell those guys in D.C. it ain't about them. It's about our country. Newt will get the job done.
If you live in one of the 10 Super Tuesday states this year, you'll be hearing a lot from Newt Gingrich. Well, from his super PAC, at least. The super PAC called Winning the Future. That's the Newt Gingrich-affiliated super PAC. It's been on an ad-buying blitz in many of those 10 states that are going to vote on Super Tuesday, hoping that there's still time to get this one-time frontrunner to regain some momentum. Joining us now, Rick Tyler, senior advisor to Winning Our Future. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Newt has often looked forward to Super Tuesday as the date when he's going to show his candidacy is still strong. Do you still feel that's true?
I do. You know, he won South Carolina in a big way, and we haven't really had any states like South Carolina since then. He wasn't expected to win and didn't actually compete in either Michigan or Arizona. So while there's an uncomfortable period here to wait, I think Newt will do very well on Super Tuesday.
Well, when you say other states like South Carolina, what do you mean?
Well, South Carolina is a southern state. Newt's a southern legislator. He's well known in South Carolina. You know, someone from Massachusetts who's a moderate can't come down to South Carolina or Georgia, where I am today, and say, you know, I'm the real conservative. They've known Newt down here for 30 years. And, you know, the whole South was dominated by Democrats when before Newt Gingrich rose to power. And when he was Speaker, it literally shifted over. Almost the entire South is now dominated by Republicans. They didn't forget that. Newt created a Republican revolution, and the South has turned. And so, you know, Newt Gingrich is part of that revolution. Mitt Romney was nowhere to be found. In fact, he wasn't a Republican at all during those times. And Rick Santorum is still a largely unknown quantity, and people are finding out, conservatives at least, are finding out about his record. And he was sort of an empty vessel because he was he emerged as a protest vote because Mitt Romney keeps giving himself a half life with his scorched earth policies of running very negative ads against his opponents. And Rick Santorum, I think, felt that. But he does not have a conservative record. Newt does. And so I do think Newt will do very well in states that are coming up, like Georgia, like Tennessee. And further on down the road, we have Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana. These are
all
states
right.
that Newt will do very well in.
Since you brought up ads, let's take a listen to one that your super PAC is running. We're speaking with Rick Tyler, senior advisor to Winning Our Future.
I just don't relate to Romney.
I really don't know if I can trust him.
He doesn't have the strength to stand up against Obama.
Newt Gingrich can beat Obama.
Not everyone in Washington likes Newt,
but maybe that's a good thing.
So how do you portray a former Speaker of the House as an outsider in Washington? How does that work?
Well, it works because Newt's entire career is based on being an outsider. He's always been anti-establishment. He rose to power being the anti-establishment. Remember, he was running against his own party, not Democrats, when he eventually rose to power. And the Republicans at that time were perfectly happy being in the minority. Newt was the first guy who came along in 16 years since he had been in Washington and felt that the Republicans could get the power. And that vision certainly came true.
Yeah.
The establishment.
We'll have to leave it there.
Behind,
that's Rick Tyler, who's senior advisor to Winning Our Future, the super PAC that supports Newt Gingrich. Rick, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.